Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop, spy glasses, ready to update us on some of the latest news. There's a lot going on, and I did a blog on my new nightshadowsradio.com, and I urge everybody to go over there and take a look at it. There's a lot of material there. It's all free. And really a whole lot of information there. And I blog there as well as on Light Shadows, or Light Gate, rather. And so anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Stuart. Just keeping my glasses pinned in on the Middle East.
Yeah, it seems like, well, with this Trump and Kim summit, I want to read something that I found. It's a prophecy that I found. And before I do that, I said, let's take a look at what the Bible, this is a blog I put up on Lightgate and Night Shadows. Let's take a look at what the Bible says in prophecy for the United States, a.k.a. Babylon the Great, for it is scary to say the least. Remember that a snare is laid down secretly, and the victim walks into it totally unsuspecting that they will be suddenly caught, and that without warning. In other words, a total surprise event when the snare is sprung. Jeremiah 50, 23-25. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. That's kind of scary, and it is the Lord who says, I, the Lord, really have laid a snare for thee, and you are taken. Now, here's a prophecy, and it's odd that I was writing this. I hadn't seen this prophecy. It came in. And I want your opinion on it, Larry, because it seems like there's two things, two sides to this thing. Watch the meeting, talking about Trump-Kim. This was just before the meeting. Watch the meeting. For it is all a trap, and it will ensnare and trip nations, or trap nations into war. My son, as I speak to you, the kings of two nations will engage in double talk. All looks good on the outward appearance, yet both of these kings are liars. They are lying to the people, they are lying to each other, and they are lying to me. My church is so deceived by this liar, they are quoting my words, blessed are the peacemakers, from two of the most war-hungry men in leadership. Double talk, saying one thing yet meaning another, is all a game to deceive the very elect. The king lied when he said the meeting was off, which was double talk, meaning that it's on. There will be accolades when the meeting is over, each king patting each other's back. Again, the peace prize will be talked about, this time for both liars. When my children wake up and see this person, will my children, or my church actually, wake up and see this person for what he really is? Will you sleep when you are attacked? My son, many in my body believe I anointed this king. I did. I put the leaders of the world's nation in place to bring about the fulfillment of prophecy. Only my remnant have their eyes open to what is being fulfilled in the world. Sadly, my people, whom I love very much, are sound asleep and being deceived by double talk. These men in high places are experts at opening their mouths and saying nothing but lies and half-truths. Watch the meeting, for it is all a trap and will ensnare and trap nations into war. I have told many of my prophets and watchmen of the coming wars. I have given dreams and visions so horrible to describe to my remnant. Yet when they try to warn my people who are asleep, they are mocked, ridiculed, and driven away. My people would rather stay asleep and listen to the Hananiahs soothing their souls with soft, sultry lies. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Time is fast approaching the end, and you sleep. I am coming soon, believe it or not. My people, pray, seek my Holy Spirit, read the Word. These three are the only way to be ready for what the liars have planned. I love you all so much. Be ready. What do you think?
Well, it's difficult to discern a lot of that. And, you know, it depends on a lot of these prophecies that we've been reading for months come from different sides and come from different angles and even from different directions. So all the prophecies appear to be not in the same time frame, but yet we're in the same time frame trying to figure all of this out. I still stick with the Cyrus story, and I'm watching what I believe is happening. It's it's actually very interesting because of the fact that Anton Johansson had that report, you know, about America going into the Civil War, and it looks more and more like that's exactly what's happening. And of course, that may be one of a number of wars that we actually enter into.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting that he said, many in my body believe I anointed this king, and I did. So there's your Cyrus right there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we got are other prophecies that absolutely insist that Trump is going to bring America back out. It's going to be a long time of renaissance for the United States, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what we have here are two different approaches, one pro, one con, and I guess we just have to wait and see. Now, there is no time on this as to when this war would start, but what was interesting to me is the Peace Prize, because that's what you found in the code. Let's go to code right now and see what have you got on that Bible code.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Barry Rothman did a quick code on something entitled as Trump Kim Nobel Prize ? And it's currently under construction, but he's working on it at the moment. And this all came up when I guess the left was basically saying there's no way that Trump could get a peace prize because this wasn't going to work anyway. And Barry Rothman ran it, and the word, he got three in the matrix. Number one, Nobel Prize. So apparently that there's, definition of something, a Nobel Prize. Darnell
uh-huh.
showed me a post a little earlier, said the Norwegian government had already drew up some paperwork for a request for a Nobel Prize because of the summit. And the number two word is Kim, and number three is Trump. And now what's ironic is Kim in the matrix is closer to the word Nobel Prize than Trump is, but they're still there, you know.
Wow. Well, that's fascinating in view of the prophecy I just read, but they would be talking about giving a peace prize to both of them. And here
well, maybe,
we are. Now, that was written before the summit.
Yeah, and what's interesting is when Barry Rothman ran that, it's a question mark, Trump, Kim, Nobel Prize, and so it's not really saying who gets it. It's not even saying they get it, but apparently it could be the talk of it that's showing the matrix. So I don't know. I just don't know. It's early yet. He hadn't finished it, the total code.
Yeah. Says deep state goes into full meltdown. Here's a headline after historic Trump-Kim summit with shocking call for Star Chamber secret trials and stunning move to ignite World War III. This is what bothers me, is that the deep state now, because everybody's yelling, Trump has once again pulled a impossible deal. And I can understand how he's doing it, because what he's really doing with Kim is, hey, I'll show you how to rebuild North Korea. You'll be wealthy beyond the dreams of avarice. You'll be super wealthy. Well, I don't know whether he'd buy into that, or he may buy into it very well, only to betray Trump at the end of it. So we could go into a period of relative peace and security. He does that with Korea, and then we have the Middle East situation, which I want to get into with you, because that sounds like that is really starting to ignite. So anyway, what's your take on the possibility that Kim will actually do something and not follow the old party line of take the money and then not pay any attention to what you agreed to?
Well,
do you
we don't
really
know
think
because
he'll do
of
that?
The fact, you know, well, they're talking like this may take years. In other words, the endeavor that has been begun may take years. But now here's the interesting thing. There are some scattered reports coming in that as Trump and Kim were in Singapore, news came in of a possible, I guess you could say, massive war situation developing in the Middle East. And Trump basically did his thing and left, and Kim suddenly left also. And there are reports that after they had met and left, that China began to take down some of the missiles in the Yellow Sea. Now, we don't know that. That's not totally confirmed. But what's interesting is there are reports that because of the dire situation in the Middle East involving Israel and Iran is that Trump had to hurry home to begin to a new project of a Middle East war. You know, there's a lot of data on that.
Yeah. What is interesting about all this is that China, when Kim went to China, all of a sudden his rhetoric changed totally. Now, China's a sworn enemy of America. North Korea is. Iran is. Syria, I'm not sure what the real truth about Syria is. I've heard that Assad is really a very nice individual, and that all this stuff about chemical attacks is just totally false flags done by our own intelligence agencies, because they wanted to have a regime change, and they don't like Assad. So it makes you wonder. But when you've got this triage, I guess you could call it, of China, North Korea, and Iran, all sworn enemies of the United States, would lead me to believe that the sudden change with Kim is orchestrated. If you want to take down somebody, you become their good friend, and then you hit them when their guard is down. And Trump is very, really assured. I was watching Fox News, where he tweeted that the threat of war with North Korea is, there isn't any now. We're done with that. Peace and safety, peace and security. What do you think? I mean, this thing just, it doesn't ring true to me in my spirit.
Well, you got to remember, Stuart, one of the Trump cards, if you will, that he's played ever since he entered office was, I'm not going to really tell you what I'm doing. So if there's a Middle East war about to break loose, Trump would definitely say things were better on the other end, where he could actually deal with that. And so, but we know on the other hand that the deep state has been beating the war drums all during the election. And especially since Trump took office. I mean, the deep state, Rhino Republicans and the Democrats have done nothing but beat war drums day after day. So we don't have to guess on that one.
Yeah. Well, here's something that came from Sorcher Fall, that near Duell erstwhile FSB reporter. Who knows who she gets her stuff from? More often than not, however, it gets confirmed a week, 2 weeks, or a month later. Anyway, here's what she says. I'll just read one paragraph. With pro-Trump forces in the United States having recently warned that if past is prologue, the empire will strike back hard and dirty, a new Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin says that a now melted down America shadow government, deep state, is indeed striking back hard and dirty against President Donald Trump after his historic nuclear disarmament summit with North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un. With the deep state first having special counsel Robert Mueller shock the very foundation of the U.S. legal system by his declaring yesterday that defendants no longer have the right to see the evidence against them, and equally as worse, the Ministry of Defense, MOD, reporting that the deep state aligned U.S. special operations units are preparing a false flag provocation involving chloride gas in Syria that will then enable them to force Trump into launching a new attack on that country's state facilities, which Russia will call unacceptable and will respond in full force against it. Do you suppose that's true, or do you think that may be just rhetoric? We've had a lot of rhetoric lately.
Well, the interesting thing is you and I both said over a number of shows recently that the deep state, especially the CIA, is well-versed in false flags, and
yes,
we are in the position in this country now, they certainly need one.
Yeah. That's what's scary about this whole thing. We're moving very, very close into a false flag event, it looks like. What's this deal with the Saudis? I noticed that you had it on your blog about Saudi-backed forces begin attack. Now, this is interesting because Ramadan has come to an end, and I was very concerned. It's also a new moon, that this will escalate rapidly into something else. What's your take?
Well, what's interesting is we had some information come up scattered in the background that possibly Iran was going to pull the strings and the puppets were going to begin to attack Israel and Saudi Arabia, at the end of Ramadan, which literally starts, which finishes tonight, actually, because it stops on June the 14th, which begins, I guess, at night tonight in Israel.
Yes.
And
yep.
So what's interesting is apparently Saudi Arabia actually did a preemptive strike, and their forces in Yemen are attacking Yemen now and actually trying to seize the main inland port of Yemen where all the aid comes in, and I suppose a lot of Iranian stuff too. So they're in war there trying to take over that port. Now, at the same time, we've got reports that Israel has called up 150,000 troops and they are on the way to the Syrian border, and at the same time they have 40 plus possibly more Israeli warplanes that are running what they call extreme long-distance sorties over Greece right now practicing, and I can give you only one guess where an extreme long-range attack would occur, and you can figure that one out, huh, Stuart?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Iran in disguise. I don't know.
Yeah, and by the way, Stuart, yeah, I was just going to mention that Debka File was also posting that the USS Truman strike group is now positioned opposite Syria. So they are in the exact position to do an attack on Iran or Syria or wherever they want to go. So, you know, I don't know. It's possible, Stuart, as you said, that another false flag will occur in Syria and maybe they'll strike the Syrians, you know. Or, you know, on the other hand, maybe this is all about Iran, because you remember in the background, Salman, Trump, and Netanyahu had worked out a combination deal that they were going to focus and strike Iran. So maybe we're close to that.
Has anybody seen Salman at all?
No.
He hasn't made any public appearance, right?
No. No, there's been some back-channel talk about him meeting someone or other, but, you know, you can make that up, and that can be propaganda, but no one, I repeat, no one has a fresh appearance of Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia.
Here's another headline you posted. Headline, Syrian Army boosts air defense units with the Panzer S-1 Russian missiles near the disputed Israeli-Syrian border region. Now, I thought Israel had said, don't you be doing that, or we're going to do something about it. So maybe that's why the reserves are up.
No, I think the reserves are up over more than that. You don't field 150,000 additional troops to play war games, and that's, of course, what they're talking about, a drill. You don't drill like that.
And
as we are talking, you know, we mentioned, you know, U.S. troops that are in Israel and U.S. missile defense systems in Israel, and, as you know, the last week of this summit, we've been pouring troops in, more troops and more equipment into Israel and topping off their advanced arsenals. And by the way, Stuart, I was going to mention it, you know, all of this talk we've heard about the, if you will, supersonic missiles, warfare.
Hypersonics, yes.
Yeah, hypersonic, if you will, or supersonic. But anyway, they just released a report this morning, says that Israel has a missile called the Rampage, and it is a supersonic missile developed by Israel to destroy high-quality targets. And Darnett also showed me a post where they're bringing out some of their beam weapons.
Oh. Wow. Well, they're gearing up for full scale war, right?
Yeah, I would say. And matter of fact, a top U.S. general and a top Russian general just had a meeting to make an agreement on a location of a Syrian Israeli and a Syrian Jordanian borders, and they could not agree. So. The Middle East is really ripe for warfare. It could very well be close.
Yeah. Hawaii, you gave me a post from, what do they call, you know who it is, Rumblings, Global Rumblings. They've got some stuff here that's not being put out on the news. About the fissures, and talking about fissures, you said there's a split, an earth split going on over by Jordan in that area?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Let me see if I can find my post here real fast. Actually, this Skywatch TV did a video on it, on Sci Friday, as they call it, Derek Gilbert, and it says a rip in the earth in the Jordan Rift Valley has now been deemed part of a system of fault lines that stretch from Turkey to Mozambique down in Africa. And he says, why is this rift growing? In other words, their report is that this Jordanian valley, there's a rift in it that is growing continually. And we also see that in Kenya and I guess Mozambique and a couple of places in Africa. They've got actual inland seas now beginning because the land is dividing itself.
Yeah, we've had rifts, I think, open up in, there was one in Michigan that I remember having pictures of. There was one, I think it's in Montana, Idaho area, somewhere in there. Huge rifts that are just developing all over the planet, basically sinkholes, all kinds of earth changes as the earth expands. And when we had Stan on, we were talking about the earth expansion as to how long it actually takes. But, you know, it could take place relatively rapidly if we enter into an area of very high energy radiation from either deep space or the sun changes more than it is already. I mean, there are two more UV spectrums in there, and it's really dangerous, folks. We've been putting on nightshadowsradio.com, we've been putting up the UV for the day, or it's actually for 3 or 4 days, and it's dangerous. People don't realize you don't necessarily get a burn, they claim. It goes underneath the skin, and it can do a lot of damage. What else you got, Larry, before we close down?
I would just want to mention, you know, we've been having, how long have I been telling you every time you call that we're having thunderstorms? I mean, we're having the most phenomenal storms, and they're just ongoing. They never stop. By the way, talking about weather, Q Alert came up today, and I posted it. It says weather anomaly. It said unusual June snowfall, 8 inches in Glen Allen, Alaska, and now snowing in June in Showdown, Montana. That entire region, the mountains of Montana, it's snowing. Stuart, we're in the middle of June.
Yeah, I know. We're getting more and more bizarre weather. And, folks, all I can tell you is get ready. You could wake up in July and have snow on the ground. It's erratic. It's up. It's down. It's hot. It's cold. It's calm. It's super windy, et cetera, et cetera. I want to close out with this one just for people to think about. Astounding Shroud of Turin Findings. Stroboscopic photography shows deceased crucified man began moving as intense bursts of energy emanated from the body, and oscillating hands suddenly made ancient priestly blessing gesture. Well, I've always thought the Shroud of Turin actually was the Lord Jesus Christ. I thought that the first second I looked at it. Just something in my spirit said it's real. And it portrays the energy burst that accompanied his resurrection. And now, evidently, they're proving it. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, I have to totally agree. I saw that, too, and it was just absolutely shocking and amazing. And if you'll remember, they had a recent research program on where they had literally entered that tomb where Jesus had been laid and was missing from, and they found radiation all in that tomb. And so this was a very stark event. This literally came from within Jesus, actually, and moved outward and reanimated or woke his body up from the dead, and it just went on from there.
Yeah, this is, we don't understand the universe we're in at all, and we certainly don't understand the multiverse that our universe is within. Well, it's like the Lord says, for those who love him, no mind could ever comprehend what lies in wait for his people that have done what he asked them to do. So this is fascinating stuff. Righty, we'll get into this maybe in more depth. And if we get into a war or anything like that, we'll definitely have a flash update for everyone. We're in very dangerous times. And false flags are part of it. And it appears more and more likely that they're going to try and do something like that. But maybe not. Hopefully they don't. Any last word, Larry?
Oh, I would just tell people to continually keep your home in order and have your short wave for picking up news around the world, and stay ready.
Yeah. Be really ready. I know it's hard for Christians, really, because it's just difficult. But anyway, thanks a lot for listening, folks, and we'll see you on Friday night, the Lord willing, and we certainly hope as is. So good night, everyone, and thanks again for listening.